our righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful unto thee, Master. Because you are our God, you are our Father, you are our Savior, you are our Master. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful unto thee. We say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Be with us, Lord Jesus. Lord, in this Master Evening Service, Lord, while we thank you, Lord Jesus, for great and mighty thing that you did in the morning, in the Sunday school and the morning service, Lord. Lord Jesus, if that was all that we had today, Lord, it was enough. Oh God, for the great thing that you have done. But that we have set it that we should, Master, have evening service, Lord. And also, your fountain is inexhaustible, Lord. Lord Jesus, that is why we are here again this evening. Help us, Lord Jesus. Be gracious unto us, Heavenly Father. We know no man can achieve anything, no man can do anything that is right if you don't help the man, Lord. If you have done anything right, it has to be your help, Lord. That is why the Bible says, I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the heart. Lord Jesus, both the preacher and the hearer, help all of us, Lord. In this Master Pilgrim pathway, may you be gracious unto us, Father. Have mercy, O God, on us, Father. Give us your divine grace, your divine help, O Jehovah, to stay true, Master. Help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. As we take a portion of your word that you have given unto us in this age again to look into it, to admonish ourselves by the same, O living God, let your spirit come behind your word, Lord, to confirm the same in our heart, O loving Savior. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the last service of the day. Let's open our hymn. Can you be please be seated, please? Can you please be seated? Let's take our hymn book and sing from this song, Rock of Ages, 3, Cleft for Me. In this, while the pianist is playing, I want to bring something to our understanding, to those of us that are not aware. As at now, many of us will have heard about River Euphrates, the great River Euphrates that is dried up. You know, that is prophecy in the scripture. The River Euphrates that the scripture talk about as at this year is dried up. And that has a significant portion to play in this last day. Everything is rounding up. Everything is coming to our end. I think a few days ago, we learned that there was an attempt to assassinate Putin. And Putin was saying that it was America that was behind it. But the assassination failed. So, brethren, we are at the end. May God help all of us. May the rock of ages cleft for all of us. Let's sing the song. O rock of ages, cleft for me.
Lord Jesus Christ, grant that to all of us in Jesus Christ's name. Let's start on our feet as we read the scripture again. John chapter 11. John 11 from verse 18. We read to, I think, 37 this evening. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come to where Jesus was, and saw him, he fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So we've been on this sermon. We've looked at it, the latter part, before. Now we've started all over again to look at it very, very well. And I believe God has helped us to look into it as he wanted us to do. Now we are approaching the latter part of it. My job is very simple this evening, because on Friday we listened to the sermon, Believest Thou This? How many listen to the sermon? Yeah. I think the number is increasing. God bless you. I should think so. I think so. So that also talk about this same topic that we are looking at. This morning also, Pastor also dealt with it. Praise the Lord. So we just want to round up on the sermon, the resurrection of Lazarus. So the latter part, but Abraham said, it was said in the morning, Jesus Christ, we understand by history that the Lord Jesus Christ was staying with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And we also understood that the seamless cloth that the Lord Jesus Christ was wearing was shown, was woven by these sisters. So Jesus stayed in their house. He was in their house until he went for the baptism of John. We learned it was even Lazarus that informed him about the baptism of John and invited him to come for the baptism of John. And when they got there, heaven opened. And the voice said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased to dwell in." Lazarus was thinking, the person we are sleeping together on the same bed. But anyhow, it got to a time that the Lord showed his, how do I say it? God showed the Lord Jesus Christ that Lazarus is to die, that he should move away so that he doesn't have to heal him, but that he should die and he should wake him up. So he went on the missionary trip and left the home. But Abraham said, he left the home not because they chased him away, but for a missionary journey. But Abraham said, if Jesus leave your home, he said, be it known to you that trouble is around the corner. If by the time you put television in your house, you are driving away Jesus. But Abraham said, if you put the den of cats in your house, it's here in the sermon. That is driving away Jesus from your home. And instead of prayer meeting in your house, you replace it with den of cats. That is chasing away Jesus Christ. Say, don't worry, when he leaves, trouble is around the corner. Sickness will set in. Trouble will set in. That is when husband and wife can fight, when there is no room for them to pray together. When there is no room for them to share the word of God together, that is when Satan can come in. May God help us. So, the Lord Jesus Christ left the place, and that was when sickness came into the house. Brother said in this sermon that Lazarus had problem with his lungs, and the doctors could do nothing about it. Then they called for the Lord Jesus Christ, but instead of the Lord Jesus Christ coming, he went ahead. They called for him again, he went ahead. Maybe the third time, he went ahead. Like, he said that the people that they sent said they saw him and they delivered the message. But Jesus Christ will not come. Because the Father has showed him, that's the right word to use. The Father has showed him that Lazarus must die. Praise the Lord. So, after Lazarus died, Jesus did not come. First day, second day, third day, they had even buried him. Jesus did not come to pay the last respect to his friend. Jesus did not come to pray for his friend. Jesus continued until the fourth day. That was when he told the disciple that Lazarus slept. We had it in the morning. He said, Lazarus is dead and I go to wake him. So while he was on the way, while he was, before he got to the place, to their house, Bible said that we read, he has not entered the town yet. But Martha heard that he was coming. And Martha quickly went to him. Martha did not, Barbara said, Martha had the right to upbraid him. Martha had the right to reprimand him. Martha had the right to rebuke him. Yes, sir. Isn't it said that a friend in need is a friend indeed? But when he was most needed, he never surfaced. And to come and pay the last respect, he was not found there. And now you are now coming after mercy, after death, as some people will say. What is he coming to do? So Martha had the right to upbraid him, to reprove, to rebuke him, to talk to him, Ashley. Now what are you coming to do? After everything he said to me, we have buried him 4 days now in the grave, and you are not coming. What are you coming to do? Mercy after death. But that was not the attitude of Martha. Praise the Lord. Because a child of God, okay, let's look at this other one. There was a woman, a Canaanite woman, in the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was here also. The daughter was versed with the devil. She heard about Jesus, and she ran to where, when Jesus was passing through her coast, she ran to meet Jesus. She said, Lord, no, she said, thou son of David, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is cursed with the devil. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, Matthew 15, the Bible says that Jesus Christ did not answer her. He continued in his way. Until the disciples said, this woman is shouting on us, send her away. The disciples that were supposed to encourage her to come and meet Jesus, now against her, she is disturbing us with her shout, send her away. But Jesus Christ, the word of God, Jesus Christ himself said, no man, nobody will, how did he say it? He said, no, whoever come unto me, I will no wise do us cast out. Jesus could not have cast, because that was not the attitude of Jesus of casting out whoever come unto him. Though Barbara says, the woman did not approach him rightly. Because she was, the Lord Jesus Christ is not a son of David to the woman. Because she was a Gentile. He is only to the woman as Lord, not as the son of David. She has no right to approach him as the son of David. Only the Jews can approach him like that. Praise the Lord. Then Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ told her, what have I to do with that? My daughter is cursed with devil. He said, Lord, help me. When she said, Lord, help me, Ron said, that is now the right way to approach him. And the Lord Jesus Christ told her, I'm not sent to your generation, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the household of Israel. I'm not sent to your race. Because your race are dog. Are you there? Okay, it's not there. I mean, see, your race are dogs. Okay? The other verse before that one. And he answered and said, it is not me to take the children's bed and to cast it to dogs. And she said, true, Lord. Yet the dog eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. That was when Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. If she had said that, I thought they said he's a prophet. I thought they said he's a good man. I thought they said he's a compassionate Jesus. How can he be calling me dogs? And my race dog in Yoruba land. In Yoruba land, a Yoruba man can fight you to the last if you abuse his mother. Yes. Yes, a Yoruba man, a true Yoruba man can fight you to the last if you abuse his people. One omale ni fowo si jokale ba tokale babare. But this woman was not offended. She was not disappointed to the point of being disappointed to the point of leaving and going back. But she said, true Lord, even dog, they eat out of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus Christ said, great is thy faith. Praise the Lord. And she got her request. Now we are talking about Martha and Mary. They had the right to upbraid him and rebuke him. What are you coming to do now? Messing after death. But no. Martha said, Lord, if you have been here, my brother had not died. Brabran said she approached the Lord. He used four words to qualify the way she approached the Lord. It's in this sermon. Brabran said she came to the right man. And she addressed him in the right title, Lord. Brabran said she has the right mental attitude. And she approached him rightly. Praise the Lord. You can look for it. It's there in the sermon. She has the right mental attitude. She said, Lord, if you have been here, my brother had not died. And she had it. She said, even now, I know even now, whatsoever you ask the Father, he will give it thee. Praise the Lord. Even now, whatsoever you ask the Father, he will give it thee. But Abraham said, Martha, what I've read about the story about the Shunammite woman, the Shunammite woman with Elijah. She was barren, and Elijah, she built a house for the servant of the Lord Elijah, and put a table there, put a bed there, and asked the man of God to come and be staying there anytime he passes that way. And there, Elijah said, what can we do for the woman to Gehazi? The woman said, go and ask her. The woman said, I don't need anything. I'm in the midst of my people. But Gehazi told him, she and her husband are of a good age, but they have no children. He said, call her for me. And she came and said, thus saith the Lord, by this time next year, you are going to embrace a son. Praise the Lord. And when this boy, after this boy came, when this boy was around 10 to 12 years, one afternoon, he was in the field working with the father. And he started shouting, my head, my head, my head. The father said he should take him to the mother. And on the last of the mother, he died. And the woman said, saddle me a horse. I'm going to the man of God on Mount Carmel. And Baba said, he took the child, go and put it on the prophet's bed. Put it in the prophet's bed and went to meet Elijah. She knew that that was God's representative. She didn't know why God had to take that child, but she knew that by the time she gets to God's representative, her problems will be solved. Praise the Lord. And when she gets to him, she fell down at his feet. When Elijah asked him, Elijah saw her coming afar off. He said, this is the Shunammite woman. She seems to be troubled, but the Lord has hid it from me. Brother said, God don't tell his servant everything. Praise the Lord. God don't tell his servant. Let's keep that in our left palm. As we used to say that we don't eat with it. God don't tell his servants everything. That is prophet. How much more we that are not that kind of a prophet. God don't tell his servants everything. And when she got to him, he said, it's all well with your husband? It's all well with the child? It's all well? She said what? All is well. Praise the Lord. Brother said, I like that. Brother said, because she got to God's representative, all is well. Praise the Lord. There, Elisha said, Gehazi, after she revealed the secret, take this staff, go and lay it on the child, the child will come back to life. Brother said, the woman's faith was not in the staff. The woman's faith was in the prophet. She said, I will not live here until you follow me. Praise the Lord. And the woman, Elijah, gathered himself and followed the woman. Elisha did not know what to do when he got there. He was just walking up and down in the room, maybe wringing his hand, walking up and down. God, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He laid his body on the boy, face to face, nose to nose, eye to eyes, lay there, got up again, walked around, did the same thing until the body of the boy was becoming warm. Did it again and until the body sneezed 7 times and came back to life. Praise the Lord. So, Martha has read about that. And she knew that if God can do that through his prophet, how much more God's son? Praise the Lord. That was why she said that even now, whatsoever you have the Father, God will grant thee. Praise the Lord. Another case happened in the scripture I want to refer to before we continue. Anna was looking for child. She went to Shiloh as what we call their convention, something like that, as we say. And the Bible says that she was burdened in her heart because of the reproach. And she came to the altar and started praying. She started praying. Only her lips was moving, crying. But as the sound of her mouth, of her voice was not heard. And the priest of the Lord said, for how long will you continue to be getting drunken in this place? Get the drunkenness out of thee. She could have said, Abba, Abba, in the house of God, how do you expect me to be drunk when I'm pouring out my heart to the Lord? I thought you said you are a priest. You should know better. She could have spoken like that to the priest. But if she has taken that attitude, the miracle that happened in her life would not have happened. Praise the Lord. But she answered rightly. He said, can't not thy handmaid to be like this sons of the daughter of Belial? For out of the abundance of my heart, I'm pouring out to God. Then the servant of the Lord said, may the Lord Jehovah answer your request and grant your heart desire. Amen. And the Bible says they left, and that very night they got back home. The husband knew her, and she was pregnant. Do you see something? Right mental attitude. May God help us. But Abraham has always told us that our right mental attitude to any, he said, any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. So Martha, because Martha approached him rightly, she had the right mental attitude, she called him Lord as she deserved, she didn't rebuke him. The Lord Jesus Christ said, your brother shall rise again. He said, fine, I know he will rise again because he's a good boy. At the resurrection, he will rise again. But Abraham said that the Jews believe in resurrection, and she believed that the brother will rise again. Then the Lord Jesus Christ said, believest thou this? He said, yea, I believe that thou art the Son of God that is to come to the heart. Then she ran to meet her sister, Mary, that was sitting in the house. Let us look at the attitude of Mary also. When Mary heard that the Lord is, Martha told Mary that the Lord is here and he calleth for thee. What did the Bible say? Mary got up quickly. Was that what we read? Was that what we read? Mary got up quickly, and because she rose up hastily to go and meet the Lord, the people that were around her ran together to follow her. They said that maybe she goes to the grave to weep again. She was not sluggish about it. As a Yoruba man or woman will say, and Okabo, and my master is called Okabo. She didn't win a lot of joy. He didn't come all this way. He's not coming now. He's welcome. Okabo. No. She didn't have that attitude. She rose up hastily, quickly, went to go and meet the Lord. And she said the same thing her sister said. He said, Lord, the right title. My brother had not died if thou had been here. Praise the Lord. Sometimes they could have thought, after all, this Jesus, when he was here, we gave him food. When he was here, the clothes that he wear, we are the one that made it for him. When he was here, we took care of him. Now he's come to our turn. He cannot even render help for us. May God help us. May I say this? Many times, that is the mistake we made as human beings. When we do something for somebody, whether the person appreciates it or not, we know that God loves appreciation. Yes. God wants us to appreciate. It's a bad attitude for somebody to do something for us and we don't appreciate the person. But there is the other side of it. Whether the person appreciates or not, we should always have it at the back of our mind that it should be our revelation that whatsoever we do for anybody, we do it unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is that out of the scripture? Jesus Christ said, inasmuch you have done it to the least of this one, you have done it what? Inasmuch you have done it to the least of this one, you have done it to me. Praise the Lord. So, but we always have this other attitude that, man, and so refund go tell you, yes, it's a bad attitude that he has not appreciated. But then, we should have it at the back of our mind or have that revelation that whatsoever we do for anybody, whether Christian or whether within or without, we should know that we have not done it to that person, but we have done it in the name of the Lord. And it is God that will reward us for whatever we have done for the person. In so much you have done it for the least of this one, you have done it unto me. God bless you. It's there. So if they are taking the attitude that after all we did for Jesus, see how he paid us back. Our brother was sick. We called him twice or thrice. He never showed up. When we were even doing the burial, he doesn't even count it worthy of coming to show the last respect to his friend. And this is a man that they left their churches. But Abraham said it here. He said, some of the Jews must have been making jest of them. Making jest of Jesus Christ. Where is that your divine healer? When he was most needed, he ran away. The man that you left your church for, the man that you took care of, you left your church, you became an outcast because of him. Now, when he most needed him, he don't run away. May God help us. Right mental attitude. Right mental attitude. And the right approach to God's representatives. May God help us. So, Mary also, she did what? She said the same thing that Martha said. And another thing Brother Abraham said, look at Mary. She fell down and in worship unto him and was weeping, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. She was on her knees, saying that to the Lord Jesus Christ. If she had a different attitude, she would not be on her knees. Then the Lord Jesus Christ said, while she was weeping, and the Jews around her were weeping, the Bible says the Lord was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? He said, come and see. The Bible says that Jesus did what? Wept. Praise the Lord. Brother Brown said, a Christian Science woman had that as an argument sometimes, we know it, that Jesus is not divine. You just try to brag too much on Jesus Christ. He was accusing Brother Abraham like that. He said, he's divine. He said, no, he's not divine. He said, I can prove to you by the scripture that he's not divine. He said, okay, if you can prove it to me, yeah, prove it. He said, the Bible says that Jesus wept. If he were divine, he would not have wept. But Abraham used a language. I've never understood that language up till now. He said, his argument is thinner than, no. I've never understood that statement. So that argument is baseless. In other words, he said, if he was divine, he would not have wept. But Abraham said, like we heard in the morning, Jesus Christ was 100% man and 100% God in the spirit. Because the Bible says, in Christ was the fullness of the Godhead dwelling bodily. Praise the Lord. Bible says God was in Christ doing what? Reconciling the world to himself. Praise the Lord. So the full spirit, the eternal spirit of God was in that, dwelling in that body. But as a human being, because he came in the flesh, God manifested in the flesh. He wept. He was touched by the cry of Mary and the Jews. He wept. But when that man got to the grave, asked them to remove the what? Remove the stone that covered the grave. Say, by now he stinketh. If you remove it, this place will be smelling and there could be an epidemic. He said, no, haven't I told that if thou believe, thou will see what? The glory of God. Then they remove the stones. And Jesus Christ just turned the Father. And he screams, Lazarus, come forth. The man that has been dead for 4 days, corruption has set in, his nose has sunk in. But Bible said, that is the first thing that normally sinks in. The Bible says the man came out, bound hand and foot, and he said, loose him and let him go. Praise the Lord. Corruption knows his master. Oh, mercy. At the command of the Lord, whatever we are going through, when the Lord speak, they must bow. Because the Bible says, wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above all names, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. I love to say this again. There is no name that is above the name of Jesus. There is no name, because there is no demon that can stand that name. Praise the Lord. I love to say that, because the Bible says, in my name, they will do what? Cast out devils. Praise the Lord. That name in the mouth of a consecrated Christian, Satan cannot stand it. That is as sure as we are standing here. But that is the word of God, and it can never fail. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they shall drink any of them, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Praise ye the Lord. Of course, I've said it one time. There was a time that we have given the testimony. A snake that crawled, that jumped on me from the back. I never saw the snake. I carried the snake on the back. The snake jumped on me, ran on my body out. It's always mysterious to me. Why didn't that snake bite me? It was the presence of the angel of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is one thing up to today, I never understood. How a snake, I carried the snake on by the, because I believe the snake was with me all through while I was riding the bike, because the snake took the color of the cloth I wore. I didn't see the snake. The snake just jumped on me from the back and ran through my body out.
Mercy.
That is why Jesus Christ said, I've given you power over serpent and scorpion and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies does what hurt you. Praise the Lord.
Oh man.
You see, that's why I believe that God's children are well secured. Well secured. There's no doubt about that. They are well secured. God watches over them. He put his angel in charge. He put his angels in charge of them. But Bible says, the angel of the Lord encamped around them that fear him. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can hurt you. In the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are in the Lord, nothing can. And more so, he gave us the Holy Ghost to guide us in this life. And he gave us also his word. We bless the name of the Lord. Nobody is as secured as a Christian. That one, I'm 100% sure of that. Nobody, if any one of us, if God takes any one of us, it's because that our time is up. There's just no other way to say it other than that. It's just that our time is up. Because in as much that it is not your time, I don't care the power Satan uses. He cannot take you. Praise the Lord. Oh, I so much have that confidence. God bless you. So this, the Lord Jesus Christ wept because he was human. But when he said, Lazarus, come forth, that was more than a man. That was God in human flesh. But Abraham said, when he was, like we had in the morning, when he was in that boat sleeping, he has preached and he was tired. And he slept in the boat like a man. But the demon said, because he's weak now, they are going to sink the boat with the disciples. But the master was only sleeping in the flesh. Everything that was taking place, he saw them. Oh, praise the Lord. Because he has said, let us get to the other side. Let us go to the other side. And the disciples were just trying all their human effort to get the boat safe. But when they remembered that the master is in the boat, they said, Lord, carest not that we perish? How can they perish when the master is in the boat? How can Satan sink the boat in which Jesus is? It's not possible. If Christ is in us, who can stand against us? When Christ is in our sheep, no demon, no devil can overpower us. If God be with us, who can be against us? No man. We should have that confidence as God's children. God gave us that. God has given us his word as confidence, to have that confidence in his word and to be able to walk, not to be proud, but to walk with confidence that anywhere you go, the angels of the Lord is around me. Anywhere I go, the Lord is with me. The Lord is watching me. The Lord has kept his angel charge over me so that I will not dash my foot against a stone. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise ye the Lord. So the demons, when they called the master, he just said, peace be still. That was all. And the sea and the wave obeyed him. They recognized their master. Because why? He created everything in the first instance. And he created them by what? By his word. And the same word we dislodge Satan. It will dislodge Satan anytime, any day. Praise be the Lord. But Abraham also said, when he came out in that morning at Jerusalem, I was looking for food to eat on that tree, and there was no food. He said, no man eats thereafter. But he was hungry as a man. But when he took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed 5,000, that was what? More than a man. Praise ye the Lord. So we know that that was God manifested in the flesh. In every situation, we should have that belief that God is here with me as a child of God. Whatever we are passing through, whatever the storm of life, whatever everything, God is with his children. Praise ye the Lord. So that is how God, that is how God came on the scene at the darkest hour of Martha and Mary, when their breadwinner died. It was the darkest hour. But Abraham also mentioned in this sermon, George Carter, while we close. George Carter was a young lady, a young girl. She was bedridden for 9 years and 8 months. Yes, 9 years and 8 months of tuberculosis. There was a story around how that happened. I don't think I remember that very well. But Brother Brown was praying in a room when he entered into a vision. And he said he saw a lamb that was bleating. He said as that lamb was bleating, it was that bear turned to what? Milton. Milton. And then Brother Brown started asking, who knows where Milton is? Oh, a brother told him that it's just behind my place. So they took Brother Brown to the place. He said, God wanted me to go to Milton. And when he got there, that was when he saw a church. I think it was a Baptist church that was locked up. So and he prayed to God. Somehow, the place got opened. And said, told the brother that took him there, we are going to have some days, I can't remember the days of meetings there. It was when they were having those meetings, series of meetings, that he got to know about George Carter. The father was a deacon in his church, and the mother, in their church, they don't believe in divine healing. So the father also believed that there is nothing like divine healing. So, but this girl has been reading about the book of Brother Abraham, talking about the miraculous, talking about the work God has been doing. A girl was healed in the meeting of Brother Abraham, I think. She read about that, and she was praying. She was 9 years and 8 months bedridden with tuberculosis. And she was praying. It was a prayer God had that God gave Brother Abraham that vision. When Brother Abraham got to the place, Brother Abraham prayed for her the first time. Nothing happened. So then, Brother Abraham was, as the meetings continued, the last day of the meeting, that was a night of the last day of the meeting, I suppose. Brother Abraham was desperate about this, the issue of this girl. Then Brother Abraham went somewhere to pray. While he was praying, the place was not okay. He went to another place, mosquito. Then he said, mosquito, you can have your way. Started continue praying until he got lost in the prayer. When he got lost in the prayer, it was then the Holy Ghost came down and said, go the way of the carters. Praise the Lord. Then Brother Abraham knew that something is to happen in the place of the carters. Then Brother Abraham, then that was the brother. Then they were looking for him because it was getting dark. It was a time for him to call him to come and eat. But being that he was in prayer, he didn't hear the bear that they said they were waiting for him to come and eat. So when the brothers met him, he said, the Lord said I should go to the way of the carters. That was when he got there. And when he got there, the mother was already praying that, oh God, this man, this imposter that has come to bewitch my child, that is going to be hit. But Abraham got there. Before Abraham got there, she said she saw a image, a shadow, and it was like the forehead of the prophet. That was when Brother Abraham entered. Then Brother Abraham said, George Carter, the Lord Jesus Christ asked me to come your way. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. Praise the Lord. That was how George Carter got up from the bed. A girl that has not gotten up for 9 years and 8 months. Brother Abraham said, her legs was what? Was as thin as almost like a broom. Brother Abraham said, if ordinarily, Brother Abraham would not ask her to get out of the bed if not the Lord has said it. Because there was no way she could have strength to get up. But the power of God hit the girl. She got up from the girl. She went to the piano and she was playing pianos. Praise the Lord Jesus. When the mother saw it, she fainted. Praise the Lord. There was a shout in the place. They thought maybe the girl has died. When the father also got to the place, by that time, there was a crowd in the place already. The father thought maybe something evil has happened to her girl. But that was how God delivered the girl. Praise the Lord. This same Jesus, brethren, is still alive today. Do you believe about this? Yes, sir. This same Jesus that we are talking about is still alive. But it depends on our attitude and our approach unto him. The Lord Jesus Christ, I wanted to ask a question today. But Pastor has answered said the whole thing. I wanted to ask, brethren, where is the Holy Ghost today? Of course, all of us know where the Holy Ghost is today. Where is the Holy Ghost today? Is the Holy Ghost in heaven? Is the Holy Ghost in heaven? No, no, no. The Holy Ghost is in me. The Holy Ghost is in you. The Holy Ghost is in the midst of his people. That rock that we said, Jesus Christ said, this saith he that had the 7 stars in his right hand, and walketh what? Walketh where? In the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. That same Jesus is still walking in the midst of his people. That same Jesus is not gone, he has not gone to heaven to rest and forget about us. That same Jesus is here with us, walking in the midst of the church, and is performing his signs and wonders and miracles in the midst of his people. He said, lo, I'm with you, even where? To the end of the world. He's still with us today. Depends on our attitude, how we approach him. Our faith also. May God help us. Jesus Christ is still alive today. There was sometimes ago, I asked the people, is it true that Jesus Christ is alive? Did he rise from the dead? The Bible says he's at the right hand of the majesty on high, interceding for what? For what? Interceding for us. And is the high priest that could be touched by the feelings of our what? Infirmity. Praise the Lord. We know in the ministry of the prophet, many people did not touch Brother Abraham. Am I right? Many people did not touch Brother Abraham physically. But Brother Abraham will ask the people to pray. And when they are praying, the angel of the Lord will go on top of the people. He said, that sister at the back with a red cap. He said, the light is upon her. This is your problem. This is that. You are healed in the name of the Lord. And that is all. There was one I love to refer to. Brother Abraham told in Let Us See God. That says Samuel. I think it's the same sermon. Brother Abraham said, yes, the man, the infidel, that did not believe for 70 years that there is God. He was the one telling Brother Abraham, he said, am I right? Is it? Yeah? Okay. So he was the one telling Brother Abraham, this is 75 years. Okay, he was the one telling Brother Abraham that there is a man up there that had cancer. A woman there up there that had cancer. He said, he loved to hear that man that came here the other time.
He said, this man has never been in this country. He said, this man told the sister of this woman that had the cancer that your sister had cancer. He is in the house. Take the handkerchief that you used to rub your eyes, take it to her and put the handkerchief on her. She is healed in Jesus Christ's name. That was all. Brother Brown did not touch the brother, the person, the sister. Brother Brown, that was all. The woman just took the handkerchief and laid it on the sick person that had the cancer. And that was how God healed her. Praise the Lord. See, they touched the Lord through the prophet. And that same Jesus is still here. We talk confidence, brethren, and say that same Jesus is still in our midst. By his word, we know he's still in our midst. By the vindication in our midst, we know he's still in our midst. Say, where two or three that gathered in your name, there I will be in their midst. Praise the Lord. That was why I said last Wednesday. But many times, we think we are coming to meet pastor. It is wrong. The pastor is God's representative standing here. That's what Brother Brown said. Like your pastor, Elisha was God's representative. And pastor and the rest of the ministers are God's representative. So it's not that you are going to meet them. Of course, God will manifest through them. Sure. But we should pray up as if we are coming to meet Christ. May God help us. Our time is up. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forevermore. Is there anything that we are asking him for that he has not done? Did we think that he has forsaken us? Do we think that he has left us to suffer this life alone? Is that our attitude? Or do we think that God does not answer prayers again? May God help us. God still answer prayers. God is still in our midst. You heard the testimony of pastor. For 1 year and 8 months or 6 months, he couldn't preach because he was sick. And when God came in, we prayed. Didn't we pray? We prayed. Does God answer? Let's say, not all the time. He can answer immediately. And he can answer at the time that he has appointed for himself to answer. May God help us. May God help us to never lose confidence in the world. To never lose confidence in the Lord. To never lose confidence in the presence of his presence in the midst of his people. God bless you. Is there anything we are looking unto God for? Is there anything that we are praying unto God for that God has not answered? Do we believe God is here in our midst? Do we believe God can answer our prayers even now? Whatsoever you ask the Father, he will give it thee. Even now. Is there any wrong attitude that we have had in the past? Have you had a wrong attitude in the past? Repent of it now. Let me say that again. Have we had a wrong attitude in the past? We better repent of it now. Jesus Christ is in the midst of his people. If you want to be remembered in prayer, why don't you raise up your hand for his servant to pray for us? God bless you. God bless you, sir.
Shall we pray one more time? Our Father, we are very grateful unto you for the entire day, our gathering together on today to fellowship around the message that you have sent to us in this last day. Father, we just want to thank you for your grace upon our lives. As it means so many people claiming things, oh God, you have made us to recognize our day at this message. Thank you. for the man that you have sent to us, who boldly told us that he is the voice of God to us in this last day. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. We have fellowship on that since we came in. Lord Jesus, you said, therein lays the rapturing faith. May you increase our faith. May you transform our lives. May you continue to take us to higher ground. The faith that we have accumulated again today by feeding upon this message, may the faith never diminish, but rather may continue to take us higher and higher as the journey continues. Thank you for the officers of the church. Thank you for the musicians. Thank you for everyone, including, oh God, the janitors and the family. We thank you for your servants, Lord, that labor in the world, that pray and minister the same unto us. Lord Jesus, may thy grace abundantly rest upon every one of us. We all need your grace. We all need your help. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, Lord, we can do all things. That is what we just want. Don't pass any of us by. Whatsoever we desire from you, Father, may you graciously give unto us, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Lord, today is the beginning of another week. Our prayers, our expectations, our requests, our supplications is that, oh God, may this week be more glorious than the week that ended yesterday. Thank you, our Father. Take us home safely by whichever means we are going. Protect us on the highway and the byway. In whichever way your enemy has planned to do one thing or the other, because there is nothing good in him, for he has only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, we pray, O God, you'll be present to raise the standard constantly against him and keep us in victory, Lord. Thank you, Father. Replenish your servant that you have just used for the virtue that has left him. Thank you, Savior Divine. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked them with all faith and thanksgiving in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen. God bless you, church. One thing that escaped me, I did tell you today, is that Brother George, frankly, will be going for the second phase of his evangelical mission. And by the grace of God, we continue with Dabiri on Wednesday. And except there is a change, and on Sunday too, because the brother that was taking up for him for Sunday, I don't know whether they still have that covenant on. I don't know. But that is what is on. I wanted to let you know. God bless you. We only have this coming Sunday before my journey, and it's not likely I'll be here. It's likely I'll be in Dabiri. So I solicit your prayers for the trip, both to and fro, and all that God will help us as we fellowship together. You know, one thing that is so difficult is that you are preaching, somebody is interpreting, you don't hear the language. You know, it's not always the best. If I'm preaching and somebody is interpreting Yoruba, if it's not saying what I said, I will tell him, Utimoso only, you are deviating. But when the man is, I don't know, they speak French. But let us pray that the fellowship will be a blessing to everyone. God bless you. We appreciate every one of you. We love you because God first of all loved us. Shake one another and say shalom. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, brother. Yeah, shalom, shalom. Brother, shalom. Shalom, brother. Shalom, my brother. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. I shook somebody's hand like that. Big bad. There was a sister. He looked at my face. I said, I will shake you like that. Make your heart no break. God bless you. Amen and amen. So we are going to sing this song. They come from the east and west. They come from the last afar. To feast with the king. To dine as his guest. How glorious, how wonderful, how beautiful these pilgrims are. Shall we rise up?
Oh, Has said.